AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The United States is trying to verify the location of all American citizens in Mali after a deadly attack and siege at a hotel in the capital. But an email just received from the State Department indicates one American was killed in the attack. An army official says at least 22 people are confirmed dead at the hotel. A Malian soldier was also killed in the fighting. The UN has just approved a resolution a few minutes ago calling on the world to redouble action against Islamic State terrorists. Thousands of Parisians have turned out to pay tribute to the 130 people who were killed in a terrorist rampage a week ago today. Some lit candles and sang, some danced in the streets, others held hands. After last week's Parisian attacks, Democrats are renewing calls for Congress to pass legislation aimed at preventing terrorists from buying guns. People on the U.S. government's terrorist watch list can't board airliners, but they can walk into a gun store and legally purchase pistols and military-style rifles. Authorities say a man who appeared to be emotionally disturbed has been taken into custody after swinging a samurai sword inside an Apple store in Manhattan a couple of hours ago. There are no reported injuries. Jonathan Pollard was released from prison today in North Carolina after 30 years behind bars for spying for Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomes the release.
As someone who raised his case before successive U.S. presidents many times, I longed for this day.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning tonight for parts of northern Illinois. 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall in the first snowstorm of the season. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has opened a 3-day visit to Malaysia, a Muslim minority nation, where he's trying to rally support for the campaign against Islamic State militants.
Meeting with President Najib Razak, the president noted Malaysia hosts an Islamic center for battling the militants' propaganda.
It uses all the tools of social media and engagement with scholars.
And Najib said while military strikes are important, battling the Islamic State group's ideology is crucial.
It is evil. It is against Islam. It's a perversion of Islam.
Obama says Malaysia and other Muslim-majority countries can battle it best by setting an example of tolerance. Mark Smith, Washington.
Smith College in Massachusetts is defending its decision to restrict media from a recent student sit-in unless reporters declared their solidarity with the protesters. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.